So this paper is about whether LLMs can build their own agent harness from scratch and then improve it. And I think the setup is the thing that got me. They're not asking, can the model solve more tasks? They're asking, can the model build the infrastructure that lets it solve tasks?
Right, and that's a genuinely different question, because the harness is not the model. It's the execution loop, the tool routing, failure recovery, all the stuff that lives outside the weights.
Exactly, and the paper leads with this number that got me. Same model, same weights, one harness gets you 35% on terminal bench. A different harness gets you 50%. That's a 14-point gap from infrastructure alone.
Yeah.
Which means every agent benchmark ever written has been hiding this. They pick a harness, run the model, report the downstream task score, and treat the harness like it's part of the experimental setup, not like it's something worth building.
But that's been fine for controlled comparison. The problem is it means we have no measurement of whether models can actually do harness engineering, and that's the work that dominates real deployment.
Okay, so what does harness dev actually measure?
Two stages. Creation. A model starts with a deliberately weak seed harness and a small development set, then builds a complete execution system from scratch. Evolution. It takes the harness it just built, gets downstream execution feedback, and revises it to improve performance. Both stages measure persistent infrastructure on held out tasks.
How big is this benchmark?
2,200 unique downstream instances across 6 creator models, 4 domains, 5 benchmarks. And the evaluation tasks are withheld. They're not in the development set.
Okay, so the results. What can models actually do?
On creation, it's domain dependent. On writing and machine learning experimentation, model-built harnesses match or exceed human-engineered references. On code and search research, there's a substantial gap. Code harnesses require multi-file coordination. You're inspecting a repository, editing files, verifying changes across many turns. And search research harnesses need long horizon information seeking.
So on the domains where it works, what does that mean? Can you ship a model-built harness?
On writing, yeah. But there's another dimension, execution cost. Different creator models produce harnesses with very different token costs. Higher cost does not reliably produce better results. That tells you what the model is not doing. It's not identifying its own structural bottlenecks and fixing them.
So the instability in evolution is not a tuning problem. It's a fundamental limitation in how the model understands its own constraints.
Yeah, and this is not some edge case. Forward-deployed engineers at every frontier model company are doing harness engineering by hand right now. They're the people who take a general model and turn it into something that runs against a customer's data formats, workflows, compliance constraints. They're building the harness.
So this is the unglamorous truth that keeps showing up. The boring infrastructure layer is where the actual capability lives. The harness is the product.
Exactly. And for the first time, we have a benchmark that measures it directly. That's the contribution here.
This validates everything we've been saying for months about the control layer. Vercel's design.md works because of the deterministic eval loop, not because of the prompt. Star Harness works because of the harness specialization, not the model weights. And now we have a measurement.
And the measurement shows that reliable harness evolution is an open problem. Models can make useful local improvements, but robust evolution across unseen tasks and runtime models, that's not solved.
Which means for the next year or two, harness engineering is staying with humans. The model can assist, but the human has to understand the bottleneck.
Yeah, the capability is latent. Frontier models can edit multi-file code bases and understand execution traces. But translating that into reliable harness improvement is not automatic. It requires the model to recognize its own behavioral limitations, diagnose structural problems, and commit targeted changes that accumulate.
And the paper shows it's not doing that yet, not reliably.
Not yet.
All right, so if you're building an agent system right now, what does this tell you?
Measure your harness separately from your model. Evaluate both capability and efficiency. And assume that harness improvement is a human-in-the-loop process for now. The model can suggest changes, but you have to understand why the change works and whether it transfers to new tasks.
In other words, treat the harness engineering like what it actually is, a real product problem, not a solved detail.